Johnson, Reel 6.
The officer in charge had to censor every letter that every man sent, so he couldn't get any information out. But that's a field dressing station in Gallipoli. It's incredible, isn't it? And that's a... that was a hospital ship. My husband went out on it. It's just interesting for the style.
HMHS Delta.
Delta. Mm-hmm. That was before I was married. That was when first he went out, I think. She went to Gallipoli and my brother had just begun at the university. He was a doctor too, he's dead now. But he just began at the university. And they'd done 3 months and volunteered. And he was on Gallipoli, fighting men in the 6th East Yorkshire at 18, in charge of men. You see, they're all young boys, you know. And when the work used to get terribly hard and terribly bad, I can remember once people saying, well, sister, you shouldn't do so much, you really shouldn't. I said, well, it might be my fiancé, it might be my brother. I can't stop, we can't stop, you see. Because somebody else might be looking after them. As a matter of fact, my brother was wounded, but he got over that all right. And my husband, before he was my husband and after, he was in France. And although he never said that he'd been gassed at all, he had a very bad chest. And he was a regimental medical officer for a time, with various regiments, the Greenhounds, the Hampshires. And he was in the trenches with the men. And he had a terrible chest, and I've always blamed it that it was probably some of the gases. That's another view of Gallipoli. When he was in Egypt, after they were evacuated from Gallipoli, he had rather a restful time in Egypt, and he used to ride on a camel, he used to sit. Well, you see, many of them we should see about. But that was after the strain of Gallipoli, they went to Egypt. And that was Captain Wilson with them, he was friendly. But they're rather interesting. He used to like to keep them. Now, dear, show you me, dear Bobble. Are you comfortable? Would you rather have the little chair and right up to the fire?
No, this one's quite comfortable.
Do you like the big cushion in it? Now, I think these were connected with the Royal Red Cross, weren't they? I think those, I think that was the Royal Red Cross, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, you were about to show me this?
Oh, show you this, yes, that was it. Yes. This is the first thing I got. Filled me with horror when I got it. I wondered what was going to happen to me.
Before you had this, you had no idea where you would be going?
No. Well, I had applied for the Second Northern General Hospital because I knew it would be a good big general hospital, you see, and I should get the surgical work. But a lot of the nurses were sent abroad. Matron didn't send me abroad because she didn't send many of the sisters abroad because we were used to the surgeons and that sort of thing. But I applied. For when I first wrote that, I knew I should be the Second Northern. I don't know what this is at all. That's nothing. This is when I went abroad. I went to Germany to join my husband. That was my permit to go. I had to have permits to go. Shall I take this one? Thank you. But that isn't of any great interest to anybody.
What were you doing between the time that war was declared and you received this?
I was sister in a men's surgical ward at my trainee school at Hull.
Oh yes, so you were just carrying on?
Oh yes, okay. Yes. After I finished my training, I became a sister in the men's surgical ward at my trainee school at Hull. And I stayed there until the very day I joined the army. with no space in between. I left the ward one morning and I was in the army by the evening.
Was there any special ceremony for beginning army nursing?
Nothing at all. Just simply told where to go and you'll go into that ward. That was all. Oh, no ceremony, no, my dear, no ceremony. None whatever. Now, that is the earliest mess dress that we had. Those little bonnets very soon went out because the nurses objected to wearing them. And we then got hats, velour hats. And with that, we had a large cape, and that went out because all this came through that we were to wear velour hats and get our greatcoats from Harvey Nichols in London. Now, my greatcoat is here. I need to show you both. One of the letters is saying they'd be very interested if I'd got anything for the Military Museum, the Army Nursing Service, for additions to our collection. Also, I'd like some photographs. That's a letter that I had from the curator. Are you warm enough?
Yes. What occasion would you wear this?
We were supposed to wear that. That was our mess dress. We were supposed to go out in that. But I used to get into mufti as quickly as I could, when I could. But in that, because we were so noticeable with this little bonnet and this red cape. It was grey cape, I should say, edged with red. And that was our mess dress until I should think towards the end of the first year of the war. And then we went into greatcoats. Long, grey, strictly tailored military-looking coats, which were very good, from Harvey Nichols with our measurement, and these grey velour hats, which was very smart. The coats had red tabs. And unfortunately, I sent mine. I kept it for ages and ages, and my husband wouldn't let me throw it out. He said, "No, keep that greatcoat, and I like to feel you had it." Then when my husband died, and I still wanted to turn it out and throw it out, and George said, "That's my doctor's son. No, keep it, you see." Well, eventually, when we moved up to this house, I said, "Well, this greatcoat will have to go. I can't have it hanging around any longer." So I wrote off to the museum, asked if they wanted it. And I got that letter back.
Yes. So, have you seen it in the museum?
Well, I haven't seen it, but one of my grandsons has. Because I went round and the showcase for the 1914 war was empty. And I said to the attenders on duty, I said, "Are there any exhibits of the nursing staff in the 1914-18 war?" Well, he said, "We're just rearranging this case." So I told one of my grandsons, and he'd been round, and he says he's seen it. So I don't know. I couldn't say.
Oh, good. But Territorial Force Nursing Service greatcoat.
And now the standing orders, I would like to have shown you that, because with the mobilisation paper came our standing orders, which really, if you read them now, it was incredible. What we could do, what we couldn't do, how we had to dress, how we had to do things, and all for the magnificent salary of £80 a year. But the standing orders gone to York as well, you see, so I can't do anything about that here. That's gone to York.
How did that salary compare with other nurses?
Oh, I don't at all. When I began my training, I got £8. The second year, £10. The third year, £10. And the fourth year, £25. When I was made a sister, I got 32, which we thought was enormous. But to join the army and get £80, we thought was magnificent. Marvellous. My husband, as a captain, got a guinea a day. And no wife allowed. There were no allowances for officers' wives. The old idea was that officers are practicums. So there were no allowances for officers' wives. I never had any, not a penny from the army for officers' wives or dependents at all. They got a guinea a day. Wouldn't do that now, would they? And that's the same. That's the same one. That's the same. This, incidentally, was an advertisement. I saw in a paper a long time ago, in 1932, but the features, I cut it out, because those features are exactly Major Braithwaite, that is exactly Colonel Thompson, and that was exactly how the theatre sister used to stand, and that is what we wore. But it's an advertisement. It's an advertisement for Detton. But it's, I keep it because there's so much like those two.
Is this a hat?
A cap. A white linen cap.
Tightly?
Tightly tied, yes. To cover all the hair. She's no hair showing.
And are these the same?
And the same, yes. Cover all the hair. They're white linen caps and white gauze masks. Yes. And I just keep it because it's very much like it. Now, I showed you those two, didn't I? It's very nice to have somebody interesting. Now that is after I had been to Buckingham Palace, I'd just come out, that's my with my parents. I don't know where my husband was, but I'm sure. Somebody in the offing.
Now this headdress is quite different.
No, that is indoor. That's ceremonial mess dress. Ceremonial mistress. There we have the cap on. I'm very fastidious about that. You see, you notice in my notification I had to wear mistress and gloves. Well then, you see, it wasn't out, it was in. So we wore our caps for inside. Oh, it's all strictly laid down. It's all ceremonial. That is ceremonial indoor mistress. If I had been going out, I shouldn't have been wearing white gloves. I should have been wearing a hat and a cape. Or a hat, or a bonnet and a cape, or a hat and a greatcoat.
And that photograph is your working
dress? This photograph, that's how I was for 4.5 years, for 4 years, exactly. That's how I was on the ward all the time. And when I was awarded the Royal Red Cross, my mother stuck that on, she was so proud. And that was my husband at the same time. But my parents were both very fond of those photographs, and my son likes them, so I still keep them. I can look back to